All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast with Alex the Truck, my wife Alex.
Not the truck.
Not the truck. And Courtney from across the country coming through us through Google Meet.
Yeah. Interesting.
And no one sent me any dick pics. I mean, I should just go and ask any of my gay friends to be like, hey, gay friends, send me dick pics.
I mean, quite honestly, why don't you just find us dicks images to look at?
We've done that before.
Oh.
Yeah, we have.
I've like forced you to look at like giant black dicks before. I'm like, but real dick pictures where it's not professionally done by like Brazzers? Those are like amateur dick pics. Like, let me see if I can go on here to my computer because I have one. You know, amateur.
I like how it pulls up Amazon.
Dick pics. Like, I'm sure, like, whoever the fuck is monitoring my shit.
You spell it like that?
Yeah, I spell it with an E. Fuck off.
No, you spell it with a C.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Here's a whole bunch of fucking
dicks. None of these are real.
These are all real.
There's no way any of these are real.
These are all fucking real dicks. No way. Yes, these are all real
dicks. That one literally looks like it's been cast from a mold.
These are all, like, I like how, like, this dude, like, sent, like, a bunch of his dick pics. Here, let me show Courtney. Let me fucking share the screen, because,
none of those are real.
Here you
that
go.
That one legitimately just looks like Dick Rambone.
I mean, like, look at this guy. He's like 4 inches at the, like, the fucking tip of his fucking mushroom.
You mean the frenulum?
No, like, oh god, that guy. It's like, dude, why would you fucking? Does he have a hairband around his tiny dick?
Yes.
So like this one right here, this is a nice dick.
Oh my god, all of these are fake.
No,
they're not. No, they look real.
No, they don't.
Like this guy right here, like, that's not a great photo. Like, that's not a great angle where he has one leg up. This is, like, for a pussy picture right here.
Oh, is that how you want me to take him?
No, like as a dude, do not, like, lift a leg up and, like, show your asshole. Like, just, like, the crack of your asshole. And he's hairless, too, which is fucking phenomenal.
He's probably gay. I'm just saying. He's probably gay.
Then,
and that's why he's showing his asshole.
Okay, hairless dicks are freaky.
What the fuck is on this dude's tiny dick? It's a video. I'm not clicking.
Like, seriously, the one time you shaved, babe, it was disgusting. I hated it.
I'm shaving again.
Like, I seriously, like, I did not go down on you for, like, a good few weeks. I was grossed out.
There's a bunch of okay, you know, pretty much, like, my dick is like a hot dog with hair on it at this point. It's bad. Like, this dude, like, took a dick picture outside. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him? What would you rate this dick out of 10, Courtney?
I don't know, like a 6.
It just doesn't look real.
A 6? Okay, are there any dicks here that you'd rate a 10?
That looks like a gooey duck.
Driving with
his... They all kind of look ugly.
Thank you.
There's no good-looking dick out there at all.
Okay, there's less pleasant looking dicks. Like, there's like dicks, then there's like ugly dicks.
See, like this right here, the best fucking dick. Like these two, you know, fucking nice dicks. I don't know why you put a sticker on the tip of his dick.
It looks like the washi tape.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why he's naked with socks on. Like, that's a weird fucking choice.
Yeah.
Take your fucking socks off there, dude. But, like, the black dick, like, it blacks out in the fucking photo.
Mm-hmm.
And like, does this guy... No, the tip of his dick gets cut off. Like, take a picture of your full fucking dick. And take a face picture with it. Is that an Amazon shirt? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
When you have, like, a fucking cock... Like, a cock-esque ring on... Dude, like... Jesus
Christ. Don't kink shame.
It's how he stays hard. It, like, restricts blood flow from leaving the penis. That's how it works.
Okay, well, at least he's putting in the effort.
Like, that's that's a good dick. Oh, it's British.
Ew, that's disgusting.
That's a good dick.
No,
look at it.
No, it looks like a fucking
eel. Look at his fucking dick.
It looks like an eel.
It's a decent fucking dick, okay?
Like, it doesn't even look like a moray eel.
This one looks like a fucking retarded person's dick.
That dude had a really shitty circumcision right there.
Like, it's like a cleft lip dick. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, my God.
And if you're wondering...
Like I said, it's a shitty cut job.
And if you're wondering, like, what the fuck I'm on minidicks.com. And it's just a fucking, you know... People submit their dick pics.
Oh, someone did it with a face. Oh, shame.
What a fucking champion. Do not shame this man. What a champion.
Why would you show your face?
What a champion.
Why would you show your face?
I do not have the bravery to show my face in a
How is this brave?
This is 100% brave. Look at this.
How is this brave?
Look at this man.
No, this is entitled.
No, this guy is fucking top notch. Good for him. But, like, his hand is covering the tip of his dick.
Because it's not real.
No, like, I've seen fucking...
Ew, that... Ew.
This one here is like, what the fuck is... Okay, you know, my ball sack is just a sack, never really big enough to drop, but my tiny PB is in the process of making a little kitty cat.
What?
Yeah, no. Too much. Like, this guy just, you know, did dick. Like, dude, you're on a fuck.
I'm so happy your dick doesn't look like any of these dicks. Is that a lighter?
Probably. That was a tampon as well.
Ugh, it wasn't even a bottle cap.
Boyfriend's pencil dick. Jesus Christ.
What?
This going right here.
Like it's tinny?
Like, look.
Oh my God.
This is reasons to be upset with your parents. Like, look at this uncircumcised fucking shit right here. And people are, like, you know, listening, like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, like, I just...
And he, like, did multiple fucking pictures, too.
It looks like an onion top. Like, on the Russian buildings.
Like this guy is fucking presenting. He's like, little rocket, bam! Ew. Proud of you.
Don't call it a rocket. That's gross.
Little fucking red rocket. Good for you, sir.
No. That's fucking nasty.
Boom.
No, use that in the vet world. That's fucking nasty.
Boo.
There's nothing worse than when you're like about to neuter a cat and he has like his penis popped out and is like, God damn it, dude. Put that away before we cut your balls off.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at this. It's just, you know.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, tiny little fucking dick. I feel bad for these people.
I feel bad for that person, too.
Let's go to the fifth page, and then we'll be done with looking at... Oh, my God. It just... Oh, what the fuck is this?
Why does
this?
It look like an elephant trunk?
It's a naked mole rat. That's exactly what that is.
I like elephant trunk. I'm not going to retract that.
It's like... Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ew.
Like, I hope my dick doesn't get this fucking wrinkly.
Ew, I hate raw chicken.
I honestly hope it never gets that fucking... stop sharing. That goddamn fucking... Like, I have shown my dick on the internet. It's out there. If you really want to fucking find my dick, sure, go for it. I don't give a fuck, okay?
It's worth the research.
You're not going to find it. I guarantee you. It is...
You literally just said they could.
Okay, you can.
Mm-hmm.
It is out there.
It is worth the effort.
And if you know me... You know how to find it. And if you ask me and you're someone that I don't know that well, yeah, I'll just tell you where it's at. I'll fucking send you the whole fucking video. I don't give a shit.
My God.
My wife hasn't seen the video except for you, Courtney.
I saw the intro.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And besides, you don't keep your computer locked.
It's not here anymore. See?
I know.
It's all fucking gone.
I know. I think I waited till now to find it.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. You've seen my penis. It's been inside you. I don't really give a shit. I figure you'd, like, go through and, like, find, you know, the shit it's actually on, like, who I actually gave it to. Yeah, like... There's some fucking gay shit I've done out there that there's no video of, but I'll easily tell the stories.
I don't have that video of you stripping anymore.
Good. I
lost it.
I don't care.
I hang on to it for a very long time.
Oh my God. You were a stripper?
I was stripping in the middle of college.
It was amazing.
And it wasn't even like a fucking full-blown strip. Like, I have fucking photos of my friend Brian with his fucking shirt off.
Because that's stripping.
Yeah, full-blown. Like, here, like, I mean, like, yeah, fucking full-blown shirt off.
Oh, my God, that's so much skin. I don't care about shirts on dudes. I'm here for the lower package.
Yeah, and then, you know, I have, like, you know, pictures of my friend Jason dressed up as a pirate. But, yeah, he was dressed up as a bear, and so he's like, this shit is too hot, and the fucking bar was packed. So he, like, took off his shirt. And people are like, show your dick! And it's like, no.
See, it's not stripping.
Like, if I was in an environment where I could show my dick without the establishment fucking catching flack for it, and everyone wanted to see my dick there, and everyone was there to see my dick, sure, I'd show my fucking dick.
Everyone's there to see your dick.
Yeah, that has happened zero times. Like, no one, like, I've never been to an area where, like, everyone present wanted to see my dick. Even fucking. I'm like, oh, I don't want to see my dick. Oh, there's my dick. Fuck. I looked at my dick. Am I gay? Yeah.
The cat nudged open the door.
Like that, that's like, cats nudging open doors is just like them being snitches. Because, like, they never nudge open doors when, like, something innocent's going on. They nudge open doors when you're looking at penis or fucking masturbating.
Well, she's walked in on you masturbating?
Well, no, I don't masturbate at home.
Oh.
Masturbate in my hotel room. I save that shit.
Ah, thank you.
I'm like, you know, I go to, like, my hotel room and I fucking just blow loads. Blow, like, 6 loads that night. I'm like, yeah, high five myself.
I'm 100% convinced that cats do walk through walls. I have seen it more than fucking once. I will not deny that.
No, they just fucking get through little areas.
Nah. I've seen them go through straight walls.
But yeah, no, like, you know, we'll be like fucking and, like, you know, the cat's like, hey, what's going on? And just like nudge open the door. And now I have like a fucking cat door. Or multiple cat doors. I'm like, there. Now you can't fucking nudge open doors. Just go through.
Until JT broke one.
Yeah, like, okay, so my wife got a brand new cat.
His name's JT Latte.
And it's a white fucking cat.
He's a purebred ragdoll.
I'll fucking put a picture on my Instagram. Here, I'll fucking do it now.
You have an Instagram? Oh, I keep forgetting that.
I have an Instagram, okay. Yes.
No, I gotta show you.
Okay, and I'm gonna send you the best picture of him.
Send me the best picture of your fucking cat. Because I'm sitting there. We lock all the cats in the room. We have a cat door that locks on the outside. I'm like, cool, boom, locked. Everything's good to go. And, you know, Goose comes up at the door, fucking, he's like, oh, it's locked. Chaiti busts through it like the fucking Kool-Aid man. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
It had no chance.
There we go. Yeah, I'll post this fucking picture.
Isn't it the perfect picture?
It's a fucking cute picture of my fucking cat. I'll go to my Instagram. Alex the Truck on Instagram. I'm fucking there. Let me find it because I'd never fucking use this shit.
Oh my God. All I do is take pictures of my cats.
I don't know how to use fucking Instagram. Are you kidding me?
You literally have an Instagram, so stop like whatever you think you're doing because no one's falling for it.
Anybody that follows me on Instagram knows I don't post shit.
As you post shit.
I don't know. What the fuck is this? Remix for photos? I don't know what the fuck that is. My new cat. Quotation marks. C-H-A-I-T.
Latte.
Is it latte?
Yeah. L-A-T-T-E.
Lottie. Okay.
Yes.
My new cat, Chaiti Lottie.
He's a venti.
Whatever. Colorado Springs. There we go. I'm not posting this to other shit. I don't fucking care. No, do not share that shit to fucking... There. Now, if you want to see my new fucking cat. And this cat fucking is retarded. It's a year old cat.
It's a ragdoll. They're not here to be smart.
It is.
They're trophy cats.
I mean, what you fucking went up and picked it up and like, trophy. It's a participation trophy.
No, like trophy wife. It's a trophy cat.
No, it's like, even
they're
so,
there
even,
to be pretty.
Yeah, like, I imagine them capturing these things out in the wild and fucking rolls over. It's like, ah, oh, you got me.
Okay, so supposedly a cat got, like, ran over by a car. And every time you picked her up after that, she would go limp. And then she had a litter of kittens. And one of the kittens also went limp when you picked it up. And the ragdoll breed came about. They're called ragdolls because they go limp in your arms like you're picking up a doll.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fucking... It likes to stay under your feet.
It's a fluffy cloud.
It's just a white fucking cat.
With chocolate points.
Yeah, whatever.
And mittens? Yeah. That's its color pattern.
All right. Well, on Friday, you know, time for some, you know, personal news. I did something that would kill most of the millennials nowadays.
Okay.
I left home, no cell phone, and went to work for 12 hours.
Yeah, that sounds really rough.
I got to work. I could have just come back. I could have, like, taken my truck over here, picked up my phone. But I'm like, no. I got the radio. I had full faith in this goddamn radio to really be my saving grace. I'm like, there's no way that the radio would let me down. You know, because the last time I listened to the radio was in California. I'm like, ah, oh, you can go hours and listen to the same radio station. It's great. I get to maybe Pueblo before it starts, you know, fucking getting all fuzzy. And I'm like, okay. Next radio station. I'm like, okay, country. Okay, I can dig some country. That's fine. And then I get further out into the fucking boonies. Just keep on going. And, you know, I hit, like, the next station. And you just see it go through all the fucking stations. And the only stations that fucking worked. The only ones... There are three types of stations that worked. I don't know if they're the same stations. I didn't look. Number one, Christian radio. You know, the praise Jesus. I don't know these Christians get all this money to make crystal clear fucking stations out in the fucking boonies, but fuck them. And, like, the commercials
right.
are...
They're so annoying.
The commercials are like, you know, do you believe in God? Do you want to get to know God better? Come to church over here at our church. And it was coming from Texas, these motherfuckers.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
And so I'm like, okay, fucking, let's see what's up next. Fucking boring talk shows. Boring ass, like, more boring than this fucking bullshit here, than looking at dicks and talking about boring talk shows. You know, just the most monotone voice ever. You're listening to the boring fucking talk show where we're going to talk about conservation efforts. And you know, yeah, like everyone talked with a monotone voice. I'm like, this shit's going to put me the fuck asleep. And the third one that was fucking actively working, Spanish. Straight Spanish. I don't know what a fucking word yes. they said. All fucking Spanish. How do these fucking Mexicans have money to get good fucking radio out in the boonies? Or is it just free out there? I have no fucking idea, but it let me the fuck down. So I listened to my favorite song in that situation, the Song of Silence, and just sat there. I couldn't record my thoughts because I didn't have a fucking voice recorder with me. I didn't have shit with me. I'm just like sitting there. I'm like, you know, hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm like, maybe I could just crash my truck and just, you know, wake up in a hospital with my phone. Like, how great would that be?
This is why I continuously ask, why is my phone not biologically attached to me? Like, why am I, like, why doesn't it just, like, hook onto my arm or some shit? Like, why am I able to lose it?
I mean, like, it was, like, I came in here to put on my socks, and I put it on the bed right here, like this.
It's dangerous. I know. Your phone's black and the bed's black.
Well, no, I have, like, my work phone, but it doesn't have access to the internet.
Yeah.
And they have locked it down completely to make sure that you do not have access to the internet.
That's stupid, but continue.
I was half tempted to factory reset this motherfucker just so I have access to the internet. And I'm like, oh. Luckily, I was not in my truck. I was in my friend Jay's truck. And this is where he has saved my life. I need to get him like a fruit basket or something.
It's a fruit basket.
He wouldn't like a fruit basket, but I know him and his wife. And his wife would love the fruit basket. you've met his wife too, but you don't remember.
I know.
But he has a thumb drive in his truck with a whole bunch of fucking like rap music. And thank fuck for that. Because I'm just, like, sitting there, I'm like, oh, thank God. Just, like, you know, going to, like, the rap music. I'm like, you know, I had, like, Tech N9ne, Twista, fucking Lynch Hung. All this fucking, you know, great fucking rap. I'm like, oh, whoo, dodged a fucking bullet there. But I wasn't able to listen to any fucking podcasts. I'm like, okay, this sucks, because if you go a day without listening to podcasts, and they fucking pile up, and you're going to have to be like, nope, I guess I'm just never going to hear that episode.
Oh my.
And that's a problem with fucking doing an hour-long podcast, is some people will listen to all of it, and those people are fucking heroes. And, like, the Joe Rogan Experience is a 3-hour podcast. No.
I feel like people put on podcasts when they're doing other shit.
Well, like, I'll put
that's
on.
When they do it.
Like, I enjoy, like, podcasts up to an hour. I'm like, an hour is, like, the fucking sweet spot. Any longer than that, shut the fuck up. I'm done with you. You know. And, like, the Joe Rogan Experience at 3 hours, I'm like, it has to be a really good fucking guest for me to be like, oh, my God, I want to hear what this guy has to say. It has to be someone really fucking interesting. Like, I listened to the Bernie Sanders episode. That was a good episode. But I'm like, I'm not going to listen to every fucking Joe Rogan Experience episode. I don't like MMA that much. Now, hopefully let's get real. He'll never hear this. I don't give a fuck. You know, Joe Rogan is cool. And he talks to people that are interesting, but not all the time.
I have respect for Joe Rogan.
I mean, he has fucking built his empire up from goddamn nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, fucking big ups to that guy. He didn't fucking just get born into it. He fucking worked hard, was poor. Like, I love fucking rich people that were poor before. Like, truly fucking poor. Had no goddamn money. So, like, people like Warren Buffett, go fuck yourself.
The singer?
No, he's a, you're thinking about Jimmy Buffett.
Aren't they related?
No.
They're not?
No, why would they be related?
My mom told me they were related!
Why would fucking Jimmy Buffett be singing then?
I have no idea. That's just what my mom told me. I didn't know that was a lie.
Wait, now, what?
Is Warren Buffett related to Jimmy? Okay. Is Warren Buffett related to Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett and Warren Buffett are not related. As
yeah.
Confirmed by a DNA.
Okay, my mother lied to me?
Yeah, of course. She's a woman. Why would she have correct information?
Alex, your mom will lie to you all the time. I don't know how this is a surprise.
Oh my God, Courtney. No, you don't. When everything is a lie, you don't know what's not a lie.
Everything's a lie. Jesus isn't real.
Jesus is not real.
God isn't real.
Mm. No, I do not believe in a deity.
So, yeah, I mean,
I refuse to believe in the idea of a deity.
I, like, I like to believe that there's a god up there that just like is like, okay, I'm gonna play a game of Sims, and I'm just gonna fuck with certain people at certain times. Here, I'm gonna build a pool and take away the ladder. Go fuck yourself.
That's precisely what the whole fucking Greek mythology is a bunch of dudes just doing the fuck they want with humans.
Like, Zeus is like, I'm gonna go fuck him. It's like, dude, they're experiments. Don't fuck the experiments. And Zeus is like, I'm gonna go fuck the experiments. Like, dude. And, like, you know, Cupid's like, I'll help you.
Zeus literally fucked a wave.
Yeah, I mean, he fucked a... Didn't he fuck a horse or something?
He fucked a lot of things he shouldn't have.
I mean, that's experimentation at its finest. Good for Zeus. I'm going to say it. Zeus, real ass dude.
No. I refuse to respect him because I have too much respect for Hera.
Who's Hera? Oh,
his fucking wife.
Yeah, she was probably a naggy bitch. That was probably her fucking...
No, she hot as shit.
Turned into a naggy bitch.
Okay, I don't care how... The hottest woman in the world...
Who's me?
No, like, let's get real.
What?
No.
What?
Not even.
Who's hotter than me?
Alex. What?
Courtney, shush. Who is hotter than your wife, babe?
Where do I fucking start?
That's not a good answer.
There's a lot of women hotter than you.
That is also not a good answer.
Tons.
My God.
Yeah, like, don't ask me, like, to be sensitive to women's issues. I don't care.
Okay, I'm not asking you to be sensitive to women's issues. I'm asking you to tell me that I'm beautiful.
Yes, you are pretty.
Thank you.
But there are prettier.
No, thank you.
But I don't want to deal with their bitchy attitudes.
So I'm not bitchy?
Not as much. So it's the hot versus
is
crazy.
Is that a compliment? Okay, fine. I respect the hot crazy line.
It's a hot crazy line. That's exactly what it is. So the fucking hotter you are, the crazy you are.
So fucking, where am I?
I? Like, you are very uncrazy.
Really?
You're very uncrazy. Just boop.
So I'm an 8? Shut the fuck up.
You're like a 7 crazy.
Oh, okay. I accept that, actually. I'm pleased with that.
And like, to quote Patrice O'Neill, you know, I shouldn't have to give you a number. Like, I'll tell the number, you know, between me and my boys. You know, women should give themselves their own number.
I'm a 10.
You know, okay.
Like, there is no doubt.
Like, I'm like, put it on a line between like 1 and 30, okay? You know, 30 is like the fucking finest of the fine. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm 30.
1 to 10 is like, you know, broken down fucking busted bitches. You know, fucking 11 to, you know, 19 is like, you know, you're doing fucking good. You know, you're like right in the middle. You can be hot, whatever. And then, you know, 20 to 30, like, you are fucking fine. They're the best of the best, the creme de la creme. And you know, you were a popular bitch in high school. Like, this is who these people are.
Like, why do people care about what happened in high school? Like, I don't understand why this is a thing.
Because it gets you further ahead. Like, if your family made money during slavery times, I'm sure you're doing pretty well off right now.
Okay, but if you peak in high school, that's not a good thing.
Well, these bitches probably didn't peak in high school, because guess what?
Okay, all
in
that
high
aside,
school, you learn how to fucking do math, science, PE, and suck cock. And if you get really good at all of that, guess what? You're going to go far in life.
That's what I am.
You didn't learn how to suck cock in high school.
Are you complaining about my blowjob skills?
At first, yes.
Okay, yeah. But it's not like you're...
Well, yeah.
I mean,
it
like...
It takes practice.
Yeah, like, my fucking dick looked like fucking Frankenstein with all the stitches
oh
in it.
Oh, my God. I only bit it twice. It was only twice. And the second time was your fault.
I'm, like, sticking my dick into a fucking blender. I'm like, you know, it's like, thank God it doesn't touch the bottom. Ah, it jumped up and bit me. And yeah, it's fucking terrible. It's like, you know, you can see what, like, a human mouth can, like, do to food. And it's like, oh, man. My dick ain't that hard.
Mastication's weird.
My dick ain't that hard. Like, let's get real now.
Mastication's weird. Especially when it's soft and gooey like monkey bread. Ugh.
So yeah, I'm like, like my dick is, it's like harder than a banana. But like if you took a knife to it, like Lorena Bobbitt, she like cut off her husband's dick and like threw it into a field.
Yeah, I have nothing wrong with this chick.
I'm pretty sure her husband fucking sewed his dick back on and then did porn after it. I am almost 100% positive.
What?
I am almost 100% positive
the fuck?
On this whole fucking story. Lorena Bobbitt's husband.
John Wayne Bobbitt. According to
Wayne, of course his name's John Wayne.
Bobbitt, born 1967, and Lorena Bobbitt, née Gallo, born 1969, were an American couple married on June 18, 1989. Whose relationship received international press coverage in 1993 when Lorena...
This was the year I was born.
Knife ...while he was asleep in bed.
Yeah, so he was asleep, cut off his dick.
Okay, but did he sew it back on and do porn?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Why would you think this is even possible? But...
John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut. John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut is a 1994 pornographic film starring John Wayne Bobbitt. The film was directed by veteran porn actor Ron Jeremy. It won the 1995 AVN Award for both top selling release of the year and top renting release of the year.
What the fuck? Can we see this?
Let me see if I can fucking pull this fucking video.
Oh my god.
You know.
Okay, why did she cut his dick off? Do we know?
I'm pretty sure it's like cheating or something.
Okay, well that's a reasonable reason.
Like I was like, John Wayne Gacy?
Oh my god, that pulled it up before John Wayne even did. The movie star. Post-surgery photos? Click on this shit. Images!
All right, there we go.
What?
Let's just John Wayne Bobbitt porn.
What?
Yeah, did a whole bunch of porn. Oh, look, there's Ron Jeremy. He's in jail forever.
What are you laughing at now?
Oh, let me fucking pull this up. Tab. There we go. Here we go. We got John Wayne Bobbitt's fucking porn.
It's deep, but it's good.
Oh man.
Oh, it's so old. Like, so does he have a dick?
Yes, he has a dick. Obviously.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, was this porn back in the day?
Oh my god, with the sheets! Oh, there we go. Like, kinda.
And it started to happen. I was getting hard. I was working.
You can see his scar.
Oh my god, that's amazing!
It actually worked.
Yeah. Like, he's still a sensation and shit?
Obviously, look at him. He's getting hard.
Hell though, that's like nerves. Like, nerves don't regrow. I like this, like, zen music in the background. It's like the windpipes. Background music's so nice. Like, it's just in the background, and she's just straight up choking on his dick. Like,
she's not even choking.
Okay, I don't know what choking looks like.
What?
What the fuck?
Just
where has she been this whole time? Because that's how nurse outfits totally look.
She's like, I saved his penis. Time to fucking take it for a
ride.
Oh,
is she the surgeon?
I'm sure she's a nurse.
Hey, she could be the surgeon, babe.
No, she's black. In 1994?
Okay, fine.
That's why she has to be the cuck. Like, only white people are allowed.
So there's two chicks now?
I guess, yeah. I like how, like, he's soft in her mouth.
Yeah, no, it's pretty, it's, yeah.
He's like, this is boring, this sucks.
It is, it is so sucky. Okay, well, that's a nice shot.
Yeah, she has pretty nice ass.
Yeah, this shit's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, we spent like the first 5 minutes of this fucking shit looking at dicks.
My butt's never gonna look that nice.
Oh, her tits suck, though.
They do.
Jesus they Christ. Do. I have better tits than that.
I still just love this music.
Oh my god, why are we watching this still?
Okay, I was just here for images of his dick.
Let's see.
Kudos to this dude just like turning his life around from having no dick to like doing porn. Like, that's resilience. When did this dude die?
I'm sure he's still alive.
Okay, well, find this out.
Yeah, he was born in 1967.
Okay, well, is he alive?
Yes, he lives in Buffalo, New York. He's 55 years old.
He did not age well.
This is him. He looks pretty good.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, this is him now.
Yes. Why did he need his toe amputated?
I really don't care, but let's go see on TMZ why fucking John Wayne... You know.
More appendages bite the dust.
John Wade Bobbitt's toe meets the same fate as his penis. Both went to the chopping block. he probably had like gangrene or some stupid shit.
Ugh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, none of this is helpful.
I'm sure he fucking had, like, diabetes or some, like, crazy disease.
I mean, I'm assuming that's why you get a toe amputated.
After a callus formed and an infection spread to the bone.
Wait, so he had a previous toe amp and it got infected and now he's needing more toes cut off?
No, he said he lost his big toe after his right foot, a callus formed. An infection got to the bones.
But it says his second toe was amputated, so second, more than one.
Yeah, you know, after the toe was fractured because his previously amputated big toe left him with no support on the foot. As he limped around, the pressure put on his second toe caused it to shift and break. So his next toe fucking broke, and that had to get amputated.
Okay, in one of the, like, biblical books before Solomon, like, one of the kings who, like, you know, like, was after the Jews, like, he captured all the women and the children, and it cut off the big toe and the pinky toe so they couldn't walk on their feet anymore. Like, that was that was how, like dude was, like, just killing the tribes and shit.
So, the reason
why... shit I remember from Bible school.
The reason why he got fucking his penis cut off is because his wife claimed that her husband raped and abused her for years. He was charged with rape later that year, but acquitted and went to star in several pornographic films for the next year. Lorena was acquitted of assault by reason of insanity. They divorced in 1995. Wow.
Okay, so they were married for like 2 more years before they got divorced?
Yeah, I think like that, like chopping your penis off would just be like, okay, we're done.
Like that's a red flag, right?
If you chop my penis off, I'm chopping your head off. You know, head for a head. Like, that's how that works. You know, you chop off my head, I just... And, you know, I'll be, like, sitting in prison, like, why did you chop your wife's head off? It's like, chop mine.
My cup's empty.
Oh, we bought a fucking keg.
Yes.
Of beer, which I don't enjoy all that much. I might enjoy it, maybe, but... My wife is now going to get more beer. Take a pee while you're out there.
No.
But I do have a Florida story because that's what we'll do while my wife is taking her fucking piss. So I love fucking Florida stories. This is a Florida woman story. a Florida woman bites her boyfriend after sex toy ownership dispute. A 34-year-old Chelsea White, at 8:30 a.m. last Saturday morning, was over at her like boyfriend's house, and they're arguing about the ownership of a sex toy. They don't tell me which one it is, if it's just like a dildo. If it's a dildo, give that shit back to her. You deserve to be bitten. But they had a verbal argument over the toy. As the argument progressed, the victim asked White to return the sex toy to him because he owned it. However, White refused to hand over the handy gadget to her boyfriend. And police say the 33-year-old man picked up White's handbag and said, "I have your bag. Give me back my property," which led to a struggle. So, yeah, fucking he took her bag. She had the fucking dildo. They wanted to fight about it. And men out there, if you're listening to this bullshit, if you stick a dildo into a woman or a sex toy into a woman at any fucking point, it is hers.
It is?
Yes. What are you doing?
Really?
It's wrapped around.
Yeah. Like would you ever accept a dildo that was being used by another woman?
Ew, fuck that.
No, but some people would.
Like if even if it's been washed, sanitized, everything.
Nope.
So yeah, the
hard fucking pass.
The second it touches like another woman's pussy, it's hers. I don't care what it is, except for penis. You know, penis can get passed around. Here,
yeah, it has its own fucking bacterial flora. It's completely fine.
Hey, you want to try this penis? Here, try this penis. It's great. But a fucking dildo? No. Like a dildo is, you know, it belongs to that woman. But yeah, a woman bit her boyfriend after he wanted the sex toy back because he paid for it. I mean, if it was an expensive fucking sex toy, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
how much did he pay for it?
Doesn't say.
Oh. Because, like, if we're talking under $50, yeah, that's stupid.
But if it's like a $300 fucking dildo,
then yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it's the boyfriend's. It doesn't matter.
Like, what is he going to do with it? Stick it into another woman?
I don't know. Maybe he would stick it up his asshole. I mean, you never know.
All right.
Okay, you know what? If a guy... Okay,
here's a hypothetical.
If he stuck it up his butthole and cleaned it afterwards, then I think it'd be fine going into another vagina because it has reached a full stop cleansing.
Okay, here's a hypothetical for both you women. Hypothetically, if you get into a new relationship with, you know, a dude, and you go over to his house, and he opens his nightstand and pulls out a dildo or a vibrator to fuck you with.
Okay, vibrator is different from a dildo.
A vibrating dildo.
Okay.
How is it different?
It is for me.
A vibrating phallus-shaped object, okay?
Okay. Phallic.
Phallic-shaped object. He pulls this motherfucker out and goes to insert it into you and tease you with it. Will you let this continue?
Or is it like, once you put it like that, like, of course you're going to let it continue.
But are you going to ask him afterwards, where the fuck did that come from?
If it's a one-night stand, then no. And quite honestly, if I'm going home with a dude and he brings out toys, like, that's like the best thing ever. It's not be like, ew, you've used it. It's like, who you've been with before? It's like, okay, you know what's up.
Courtney, how about you?
If it was a new relationship, then no, I wouldn't want to do it. If it was in package, it would have to be in packaging of some sort.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I can't believe I'm on the other side. I'm fine with it.
Seriously?
Goddamn. Yeah, I'm fine
well,
with
think
it.
About it. It's a new relationship. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Like, I wouldn't do it as a one night stand.
Well, like, you know, you're with like a new dude. You know, like I fucking leave you or something, and You know, you're with a fucking new dude, and he pulls out a fucking dildo. Would you, you know, let him fuck you with it? Like, okay, say you came over to my place, and, you know, I pull out a fucking dildo and start, you know, doing all the crazy shit.
I'd be happy for it.
You wouldn't ask no questions?
Nope. I'd be happy for it. I 100% be happy for it. I'd be like, fuck yes, let's go. This dude knows what's up.
Okay, if I went over to a chick's house and she pulled out a fleshlight.
That's hella different. That's, okay. Cum and semen are so different.
She says she washed it, though.
Uh-uh.
Like, I wouldn't stick my dick into it, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, it'd be gross if you did.
But, like, there's no fucking possible. It'd just be like, oh, yeah, fucking, thanks for the flash. Like, if she, like, gifted me one that was, like, shaped like her pussy, then, you know, that'd be, like, one thing. I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Like, just, like, the outside? Or is, like, the inside different, too?
No, the inside's, like, its own fucking thing, but it just, like, shapes like the outside.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my.
I mean, like, if you want to, you know, break into a dude's heart, feed him some good food, and get him a fucking fleshlight.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. This is 100% true.
And through his penis.
Babe, you love my cooking.
Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, fucking pee-pee touches are a million times better. Like, if it's like...
And you get both from me.
It's like, hey, either I'm going to stop cooking or stop fucking. And it's like, well, fucking, we're throwing away the oven then. Because I'm not giving up, you know, pee-pee touches. And I assume that fucking, you know, Courtney has a Am I the Asshole for this week.
What?
Did you not get an Am I the Asshole yet?
Well, usually by now you found one, love.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
They're both foraging. Let's see who wins.
I mean, I can forage fucking quick as shit. Because I just assumed Courtney would be ready with it. Because she's like, yeah, I you know, read through all of them while we were sitting here doing the podcast.
Yeah, big talk.
Okay, where's one that...
Oh, here's one that seems crazy. I love just reading the titles and just going for it. Am I the asshole for crying and asking my boyfriend to leave over a burger?
Oh, I read that one. No, she's not.
Okay. I love this one because Courtney just said that the woman's not crazy. She's always crazy. And
let's find out.
I'm always on dude's sides. I, 21 female, recently found out that I'm pregnant. Woo. I'm getting to the 6-month mark. It's a complicated pregnancy, and I'm exhausted. My boyfriend, 28, moved in with me. Yeah, I know. My boyfriend, 28, moved in with me because of it. It wasn't expected, but we're making do. Yeah, when is pregnancy in your 20s ever expected? Come on, bitch. You know, fucking use a condom, bro.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if we had easy access to abortions. Continue.
I mean...
Continue.
Coat hangers are fucking readily available on
They're
Amazon.
They're not safe.
They're the safest.
No.
You just don't use the sharp ends.
Oh, my God.
Just make a hoop and just go boop and pull it out. Also, stairs are everywhere, so...
Stairs are everywhere.
Like, knock it off, women. Big, I can't get an abortion. Fall down some stairs, bitch. Damn. My boyfriend, 28, moved in with me because of it. I wasn't expecting it, but we're making do. I'm training to become a teacher, and he's currently looking for employment. Technically, I'm working 2 jobs to support both of us, but it's tiring, and he is looking, so it's not over that. There's a local burger place that I've been wanting, and we rarely go, but I've been having cravings. They shut at a certain time. They close at a certain time. Jesus Christ, bitch. He's agreeing to it, and he's agreeing to order, but since they only have one veggie burger I like, it's not as though there's multiple things I can have. They shut at 9, and I get home at 8:40, so that's not enough time, bitch.
Well, it was on him to do it.
And he hadn't ordered by the time he went, and it was too late. I started crying because I've been craving it all week. And all I wanted was a burger and a hot shower, and I couldn't even have a shower because he used the last of the hot water. He didn't apologize and offered to go to Burger King, which I didn't want. And he got all silent, claiming that I'm being the asshole since he's been job hunting all day. As I see my day starting at 6 a.m. and ending when I get to bed at 9:30. Bitch, like, knock it off. Like, that ain't shit. His day started at 9 a.m. and ended at 9:30, but I've got the extra weight of pregnancy. Yeah, you took the dick, bitch. We got an argument about how we're comparing days and that he's overwhelmed. I asked him to leave because I don't like arguing when he had to stay, and he had to stay in his car since he moved in with me away from his friends. He argued that I'm blowing it out of the window because I'm pregnant and I'm not considering his feelings. Maybe he's overwhelmed. So am I. His friends that say I'm the asshole, probably because he's over his head and had to sleep in his car over a burger. Am I the asshole?
I think there's more. I think it's bullshit that he doesn't have a job, like, and he moved in with her. Like, she should, if he's not pulling his weight, she's working two jobs. He's not pulling his fucking weight.
Okay.
To begin with. And she asked, like, not only did he take up all the hot water knowing that she's going to be home soon, but he dropped the ball on ordering the fucking food.
I'm going to say this. You know, number one, you should have a job. If you want a job here in America, you can have a job. I can get anyone a job that truly will take any fucking job within, you know, a week. Under a week, you'll be working. Anyone. Felony, doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, that See, being exactly. said, you know, if he's truly fucking, you know, just got there and is job hunting all fucking day, it doesn't take all fucking day to job hunt, but, you know, you're freaking out over a fucking burger? Order the shit yourself.
She couldn't. She was on her way from work. That's why she asked him.
Okay.
And if you're gonna agree to do something, don't fucking do it. Don't agree to do it.
Maybe yeah. time got away from
when you've got a pregnant girlfriend. Everyone knows about cravings.
Okay, it doesn't matter that he didn't do it. What matters is that he didn't care enough to make sure he did it. He just didn't fucking care. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, well, his okay. actions no, are showing his feelings, and that's what's important.
I'm going to, you know, say right here, and this is going to sound fucking mean as shit.
You're proud of it, so continue.
You know, fucking TLC said it best. No, I don't want no scrubs. Scrubs are the kind that get no love from me. Sitting on the passenger side of your best friend's ride trying to holler at me. So this guy is a scrub. All right. He is a fucking useless member of society that isn't doing anything. And then she gave up pussy enough to get knocked up. I don't care how much love you're in. Fucking don't fucking fall in love with fucking jobless retards. That's it. I don't care how cute the guy is. If he's fucking a bum, don't fuck him.
Especially if he's a bum at 28.
If he's a bum exactly. at 28 years old, are you fucking kidding me? I had a CDL. I had been to the oil fields. I've done all this shit by the time I was 28. By the time I was 30, I fucking owned a house.
We're kind of the exception.
What do you mean?
We own a house and we're like, I'm not even 30 yet.
Yeah. So, like... this woman gave up pussy to some fucking essentially homeless bum. I blame her on some level. Not fully. Yeah, you know, both parties take, you know, part in the pregnancy. But guess what? If he fucking leaves your ass...
He's providing nothing, so quite honestly, what will change?
Kick him the fuck out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lose the weight. Lose the dead weight.
Lose all the weight. Fucking fall down a flight of stairs. Say he pushed you. Send him to fucking prison. Guess what? Fucking shit goes really right. And like, he aborted my baby. And then all the fucking, you know, Republicans in America will be, oh my God, abortions. And
oh, yeah. That's like, there's so many altruistic reasons to like vote Republican because they have some of their policies are better. But like that one issue, I fucking hate it. Like, seriously, it's none of your fucking business.
See, here's the thing. Like, I love Republicans for one reason and one reason only. Guns.
Mm-hmm.
They love guns. I love guns. I love guns and abortions.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to vote for one of each.
It's like, I, you know, I'd much prefer that fucking idiotic people that get themselves in this kind of situation have a way out. Go abort that fucking baby. Fucking get pregnant by some dude that actually has at least a fucking job.
Survival of the fittest, please.
You know, how much do you think you're going to be able to take care of that fucking child? You know, maybe that dude will fucking turn out okay and fucking...
No. If he was going to turn out okay, he would have stepped up by now.
I've seen it happen. I've seen fucking deadbeat dads fucking, you know, be like, okay, I'm done fucking doing drugs. I'm done doing all this dumb bullshit. And then fucking get clean and step up to the fucking plate. I have a few friends like that.
Yeah.
That they are fucking deadbeats. And then, you know, their kid was born and they're like, okay, I'm done fucking doing drugs. I'm done doing all of it. I'm like, good for you. Because there's nothing that I like more than a good fucking father. I don't know what it is. I'm a sucker for a good fucking dad. I love them. Like, I have a lot of friends that are good dads. It's like, you know, you meet them, it's like, what, you have a kid?
It's nice to see caring parents.
And it's
like, not everyone gets that.
It's like, yeah, this is my kid. You know, same with Tron. You know, he's an excellent fucking father. Top notch. You know, me, I don't think I could be a good father.
You won't.
I'd be a terrible father because I'm selfish.
I'd be a terrible mother.
And it's not like I would hit the kid. I'd be very protective and very loving of the child. But it's like, you know, after a while, it, like the novelty of children would wear off.
Yeah.
It's like.
One of the requirements of being a good parent is unconditional love. And I don't know if I could give that to a crotch goblin. Especially once they start talking back. I am not ashamed of who I am as a person.
Yeah, I mean, fucking... I look at children and, you know, I see them like... I'll see what my friends with kids are going through and I'm like, damn, that sucks, dude. I guess I'm gonna, like, go out to fucking Vegas and spend 5 days out in Vegas.
We didn't get out of bed until 1 p.m. today.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fucking little things. Do not have children and, you know, pull out. And if you're a woman, okay, I'm going to say this just once. If you're a woman and a dude's fucking railing you out and he whispers in your ear, he's going to come and he's like starting to pull out. Do not wrap your legs around him and say, no.
No one fucking does that. It
happens all the time.
Ew. Fuck that.
All the, because like a woman is like so close to orgasm as well. It's like just a few more seconds. Just hold on there, soldier. You got it. Don't you fucking dare come on me yet. And then, you know, he like pulls out and it's like, you know, he's like shooting the second squirt onto your belly and it's like, fuck.
Okay. So like. We used pull out because I'm allergic to latex. Like, condoms were a no-go. And also, I fucking hated them so goddamn much. So we did the pullout, and I swear to God, the only reason we got pregnant, didn't get pregnant, was because my uterus was fucking. Because like when I got my hysterectomy, my doctor was like, "Yeah, like your uterus is like really deformed and at a wrong angle. It would have been impossible for you to get pregnant," and that's why we didn't get pregnant, because my organs failed at the most basic duty. Which, thank God.
The amount of times I have prayed, maxed out. During that time in my life.
Okay, we had like two pregnancy scares and that was it.
I prayed every time you're like, "I'm late." Every fucking, I'm like, "God, I will go to church if this bitch is not pregnant."
Oh my God, it was twice.
And like, you know, like you wouldn't be pregnant. I'm like, "God, you know I was just joking about that bullshit, right?"
There is no God.
You wouldn't actually make me fucking follow through on that promise. Yeah. I prayed to you. Come on. Like, that should be, like, good enough for, like...
Okay, even if I had gotten pregnant, we would have gotten an abortion. There's no way I would have kept the fucking fetus inside me. That's nasty.
I'd have left you. You'd have been such a good mom. Single mom.
No.
Alex would have kept... Alex.
Okay, if I couldn't have it aborted, I would have put it up for adoption the second it came out. Like, fuck that noise. All of it.
Alex, quite honestly, you would have traveled to get it done.
Exactly.
See, here's what I say is a great scam at this point in life. Or at this point in the country. If you're a girl that is fucking a dude, but like not seriously, you know, come up to him, especially if you're in a state that's illegal to get an abortion, and say, "Hey, I'm pregnant." And, like, have some, like, old fucking, you know, pregnancy tests and shit like that. And, like, have, like, one in your back pocket. Like, have, like, a bunch of, like, all the most common ones. So if he's like, "Here, take this pregnancy test," you can, like, swap it out. And say, "Hey, I'm pregnant. Boom. Here's proof. I'm going to go get it aborted." He's like, "Thank God this bitch chose correctly." And just be like, "Hey, I need, you know, let's go halvesies on it."
Like, what if abortion was free?
Then fucking, we would have, like, punch cards, like, you know.
Exactly.
You get a fucking, a cake after the 10th abortion. You know, and it's, like, just a cock cake, and it says, like.
Nah, that didn't go well.
Just, like, or, like, a pool cake that has a bunch of, like, dead babies in it. Or like a toilet cake that has a bunch of dead babies in it. There we go. Just like floating in, like little plastic babies. There's like all floating in the middle, and it's like Jello for like the toilet water. And it's like, "Yeah, there you go. 10. Good for you. High five." I mean, I figure like after 10 abortions, you'd be able to do that shit yourself. You're like, "Yeah, give me this shit, doctor." And you're like training doctors and be like, "You know, this is my vulva. This is my... labia majoris, minoris, the clitoris." Like running out of fucking pussy terms, I know. "This is my tunnel tube."
I quite honestly know less than you.
This is my pee hole. I used to think that women peed out of their vagina. Like it was just like a whoop. There you go.
Okay, I thought that too until I got basic anatomy, because my mom did not tell me anything about my body. So,
yeah,
I'm there with you.
I thought like you'd like stick your dick in and just like boop, like you know, sounding for dudes. It's like you stick the sounding rod in there and then you pee out the same hole.
Ew.
It's like you can pee and come out the same hole.
I don't mean to kink shame, but ew.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. But, like you can pee and come out the same hole.
Like one time, I saw a dude and he had like a drill gun attached to it. Like, it was bad.
What was this, on the bus? Told you I'm quick. Mm. But, holy shit, yeah, we went over time. Look at us being hypocrites. But thank you all so much for fucking listening to this dumb bullshit. If you got to this point, send in your dick pics. We'll fucking do some dick raids. We'll fucking, you know, say whatever name you want us to say. You know, it's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm Kamala Harris, Joe Biden." Yeah.
I'll be Chef Ramsay style critic.
I'll give you severe compliments on your dick, unless it's really bad. Like, it has to be really fucked up, like fucking Freddy Krueger burnt victim bad, for me to be like, oh, Jesus Christ, dude, just chop it off and become a tranny. Like, let's go. Like, I used to think, like, trans surgeries, where, like, they just cut off the dick and balls, and then I learned that it's so much worse.
No, it's cool. Medicine's fucking cool. Like, surgery, like, playing puzzle pieces with the body, it's much fun.
They, like, slice it, like, down the middle and, like, push it inside.
Yeah, you gotta keep those nerves.
Well, they take the tip of the penis.
Yeah, they gotta keep those nerves.
This is, like, your clitoris. It's horrible. But follow me on Instagram, Twitter.
They have to go through this.
Fucking Twitch, I'm there too.
Like, respect.
I'm going to start streaming Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2. And maybe some horror spooky games. Who knows? I just need to get back on it. I, like, had to reinstall operating system. Alex the Truck everywhere. These girls don't have anything. Don't try and contact them. Contact them through me. I'll make sure they get the message live on air too. They'll be forced, like, Courtney will have to look at it. She's like, fuck, I was looking at, like, good fucking, you know, doujin porn, like hentai and all that, and now I have to fucking, you know, look at this guy's gross okay.
She's used to the primo stuff.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
I'm
used to the free stuff.
But, like, Courtney has seen some crazy shit on this podcast. I've made her almost throw up once in the early days.
Don't.
The Asian.
Don't.
Dick cheese.
Don't. I have shitty memory, and that is forever cemented.
That woman didn't get paid enough. But
she did not.
But what a fucking champion, right? She's like someone that fucking puts her face in a dick pic. You know, like, she is probably a millionaire right now because she is willing.
I hope she is.
She is willing to do whatever is necessary to make money. There are things that I'm willing to do to degrade myself to make money. And
so will you suck dick cheese?
I will suck a clean dick. No problem. But a dirty ass fucking, you know, Fromunda cheese dick, fuck you.
Fondue.
Yeah,
I put the fun in fondue.
Ew.
But yeah, I mean, it's like a fucking, like, little dick fountain. It's like, oh,
I'm so uncomfortable now.
Good. I mean, like, I have, you know, a good dick.
Yeah.
I mean,
no one said you didn't.
I mean, I did, but
I have no complaints.
Maybe I should, like, you know, put it on the site and see what they say. I fucking already exited out of the site. The Mini Dicks website. Just be like, there you go. Here's my fucking dick. What do you guys think of it? Rate it, you know, 1 to 10. But yeah, if you wanted to have dick ratings, send it in. You know, me, my wife, and Courtney will all give it a dick rating. I'll give it a fair dick rating. These bitches will be like, ew, a dick, a penis, ewy. And then, you know, call
it. If there's no seasoning.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a black dick, send that shit in. They'll be like, what the fuck is that?
As long as it's not raw chicken.
Is that a giant eggplant? It's like, nah, that's black.
Aubergine.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking, you know, cartoon character. It's like, yeah, this is my cat, Aubergine?
No.
Yeah, I know it's an eggplant. It's like a scientific name or whatever. It's dumb. But thank you all, and we'll be back next fucking week with some more fucking bullshit, as always. We love you. My wife doesn't. Bye.
This is correct.